When we're upset at someone else, it's easy enough to keep some distance until we're calm. But when we're mad at ourselves, there's nowhere to go. And my cry for an escape can sometimes make me look like a crazy person. Welcome to session 4 of Arise and Shine's devotional. Today we are talking about righteousness. I don't know about you, but some days I do not feel righteous. Some days I feel like I'm doing pretty well. You know, I'm up before my kids. I have time to exercise and shower before they get up. I've got breakfast made and cleaned up, and we get homeschool done all before noon. It's amazing. And then other days, my 6-year-old startles me awake with all kinds of requests before I can even make sense of what day it is. Right? The dinner dishes are piled high from the night before. I can't find a clean pair of socks for the life of me, and everyone's complaining that we're out of milk, you know? And I'm calling off school for my youngest because I am sure that if he gets E and F mixed up one more time, I'm going to lose my mind because I've told him like 80 times that F is the one missing his foot. Do you know what I mean? You guys, I don't naturally extend myself a whole lot of grace when it comes to my parenting. I can be really hard on myself. Maybe some of you do the same. Don't do that. But Satan is well aware of my weakness and he preys on it. But I've caught on and I realize now that when I lose it with my kids, it's not them I'm upset with, it's myself. And I recognize fear's voice now as it whispers in my ear. It's your fault your son isn't reading yet. You're not doing enough. It's your fault your son is struggling. You're not praying enough. It's your fault your daughter is hurt. You're not gentle enough. You are not enough. Guys, when we're upset at someone else, it's easy enough to keep some distance until we're calm, you know? But when we're mad at ourselves, there's nowhere to go. And my cry for an escape can sometimes make me look like a crazy person. Like the time I took the spoon I was holding to scoop jelly, and during a rant, I threw it to the floor as hard as I could. I know. None of you would ever do that, I'm sure. Well, my son's foot got in the way. There were tears and blood, but thankfully no stitches. I don't know how I would have explained that to the doctor, honestly. Can you imagine? Thank you, Jesus. That morning, guys, Satan came offering me a worst mom medal. I don't know if you've ever gotten one of those. Well, I shamefully accepted it while bowing my head as he slipped it over my head. But God did not fail me, you guys. He met me that day with his gentle voice. And he says, "You don't have to be perfect. I will fill in the gaps. I am here to help you. Trade regret for hope. You don't have to be perfect." Guys, my apology to my son that day was so humbling. But it is in those times that I choose to be grateful that my kids know how much we need Jesus. We can't do life without him. And we certainly cannot get through life without knowing the power of an apology and the power of forgiveness. And when I run my fingers over the scar on his foot, there is a scar. To this day, you guys, I thank God for his grace, and I will not allow the enemy to use it against me. If we have had a rough day on the battlefield, we can't let regret win and beat ourselves up. As children of God, we have been washed by the blood of Jesus. We are righteous, not because of what we have done, but because of what Jesus has done. And to wear our breastplate of righteousness, like we're told in Ephesians 6:14, is to know who we are in Christ. And even on our hardest days, when we feel like we haven't done a single righteous thing, God calls us righteous. But this doesn't mean that we behave poorly and take advantage of God's grace. No. God knows our hearts and if we are truly repentant. I want to share a quick story with you. A while back, we were having a couple friends over for dinner, and my husband, Justin, had ran into town to grab what we needed. About probably 30 minutes before our guests came, Justin realized that he'd forgotten two things on our list. And I reminded him that if he used the digital shopping list that we share, where I had everything listed, that he wouldn't forget things so often. This is not a rare occurrence, okay? As I got in the car to run into town, I realized I could have made my suggestion a little more kindly and respectfully. When I got in the line, though, at the checkout, you guys, the cashier looked at me while she was still cashing out the woman in front of her, and she said, "You should have a crown of flowers on your head." She said, I don't know why, but as soon as I looked at you, I just saw a crown of flowers. I was like, I simply like smiled and replied, really? Like, thank you. I didn't really know what to say. But guys, when I got back in my car, I sat for a moment because I realized what God had done. You know, I'd been hard on myself about the way I talked to my husband, but God showed me how he saw me. A crown of flowers is actually symbolic of righteousness. God is so fun, and he will use anything or anyone he wants to when he decides to speak. But you guys, this experience didn't make me feel like I had permission to behave that way. Instead, it called me higher. I want to make my Heavenly Father proud of me. I want to honor him in the way that I speak to my husband. And when we know the way God sees us, there's a resolve within us that wants to manifest all that he says we are. And it becomes a joy, not a burden. Guys, God doesn't require perfection. He already provided the one who was perfect for us. The holiness of God enters us the moment we receive Jesus. But as we work out our salvation, in Philippians 2:12, it says, work hard to show the results of your salvation, obeying God with deep reverence and fear. For God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him. Guys, as we ask God to help us and rely on his grace, meaning that means the ability through his spirit, right? What has happened on the inside of us will be seen in the way we live on the outside. We're a work in progress, and we need to be kind to ourselves in the process. Guys, being kind to ourselves does not mean making excuses for, validating, or blaming someone else for our sin to make us feel better about it. That mindset will actually keep us in bondage to sin. Being kind to ourselves means that instead of allowing Satan's condemnation to push us further into a pit of sin, we receive God's conviction as he offers his hand to lift us out of it. Conviction and condemnation are not the same thing, and it's important to know the difference. Condemnation will ask us to surrender our breastplates of righteousness by challenging our identity when we feel like we've blown it. Conviction will remind us of who we are and give us the grace to overcome. When we walk in our identity as a righteous, sin becomes grievous. Guys, our battles will not be won outside of knowing our identity. Guys, that is it. In our next devotion, we are going to be talking about the ugly that gets in the way of fulfilling our great call as believers. Things like comparison, envy, and pride. What's the antidote? And what happens if we don't find it? If you would like to get your hands on a copy of my book, you can do that on my website. My book is going to be on sale 30% off through the end of April. You can grab your signed copy there. Also, if you'd like to invite me to speak at a church event or women's group, you can put a request in on my website at jamienthompson.com. Guys, thanks for being here. If this message taught you something, blessed you, ministered to you, help me get the word out. Share it, like, subscribe, all that good stuff. Thanks for being here.